By the way, that's very catchy. Keep going. Kenny looks like a bobblehead right now, going back and forth. Look at that. All right. For hour number four, I keep screwing this up. 5 o'clock hour. I just shouted four like I'm playing the game of golf. We got to get back to it because I think the debate is great and we're sick of talking about Scott Harris. Although Scott Harris is going to be on the morning show tomorrow at 9:02. Make sure to tune in. But we asked this question. Rico came up with it. It's fantastic. Who's been more beneficial to the Lions? Is it Brad Holmes? Is it Dan Campbell? I'm in Camp Campbell. Everybody else on this program currently is Camp Holmes. What about you? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. If you want to give us a call, somebody ripping on me because I asked Jeremy Otto what matching up meant. It's just kind of weird. Like, Brian Cashman could have just said, we don't want to pay the price. Match up is a very weird term. You don't care. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Jay in Wall Lake, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Rico? How you doing? Rico,
fantastic. How, you doing? How are you?
Hey, man.
Good. So I'm in Camp Holmes right now. I'm going to say about 60-40 because if you remember, the first year the Lions went 3-13-1. Dan Campbell gave all kinds of motivational speeches, getting the team on board and getting people to believe in him. But ultimately, he didn't have the talent to go out and win. So when I look at Holmes is like hand in hand. I know with Campbell as well, like recruiting these players, going out, scouting them and everything. But Dan Campbell makes that decision to draft that player. He know what player he want. He know what player that's going to fit this offense and that's going to fit the defense as well. You look and see, with our team being 12-5 and how good they were last year and how we praise Aaron Glenn for being a good defensive coordinator, still didn't have the defensive backs to go out there and compete with top teams. You've seen Nick Mullins threw for 400 yards against the Lions last year. And so I think ultimately when you look at it, I think Brad Holmes have just a little bit of an edge. That's not discounting anything that Campbell does.
But Jay,
I think –
Is it fair to talk about the first year for either of the guys? I mean, neither of the guys could have any success early on. But
I would say, yeah, because if you think about it, look who came in that first draft. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, Levi Onwuzurike, and McNeil. You look at those guys are good, with the exception of Onwuzurike still being a bit of a question mark. All the other guys are great.
Yeah, but Jay, I remember that 3-13-1 year towards the end of the season when they lost that heartbreaker to the Ravens and then they finally beat Minnesota. I remember other teams saying, like, damn, they're not very good over there, but they hit the crap out of you. Like, they are violent. They kill you.
Yeah.
So I kind of say maybe Dan Campbell gets some kudos for that, eh?
He does get kudos, but they still went 3-13-1, Rieger. Like, they didn't win. And, you know, the next year you added a few more pieces like Aiden Hutchinson, you added J-Mo, and you added, you know, more people. It's just Holmes is ultimately picking that talent to come in and change this culture. If you think about it, bringing in Terry and Arnold, Rake Straw, Arnold, the other guy's name.
Yeah, and it's Rake Straw.
Carlton Davis.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about it, these are people that Holmes and other scouts are going to scout. They're going to come in and change it. Dan Campbell, I think you can have all the motivational speeches, like I said, you want, but if you don't have the talent, you won't win.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. Thank you for having me on, guys.
And good call, as always.
Jay, like I said, he's the architect. He brought in all of these people. And think about it. You walk in the door, and one of your first moves, you get rid of Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the cornerstone of this team. He was the sacred cow. No. We're going to win with him. And then he's gone. Poof. Just like, well, Jared Goff? Oh, well, he's never going to. And now people chant his name wherever he goes. And even if he's not there, they still chant his name.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Rico's just sitting back because the majority of people are agreeing with Rico Beard. Not by a lot, though. You know, Jay from Walled Lake, the last caller, is like 60-40.
It's not that I don't like Dan Campbell, because I think Dan Campbell's a phenomenal coach. I think he takes too many chances. I think that he, you know, sometimes you do need to just kick field goals. Field goals are not four-letter words. They're not your enemy, okay? It counts for 3 points. It's okay. Let the bravado go, because that's one of the reasons why I do like Holmes other than Campbell because I question some of Campbell's coaching style. It works until it doesn't.
Yeah, but we question some of Brad Holmes' building style.
Yeah, I questioned his
style. I mean, how many times did you, not you specifically, but the chair throw, the chair break, that came from not bringing Chase Young to Detroit.
Right. Yes.
And they did nothing, and you can make the case, I guess, if they were more active at the deadline, maybe they would have won a Super Bowl.
So, but when I look at what Holmes is doing, and once again, I like Dan Campbell, but how much of that is Dan Campbell and how much of that is the OC?
That's disrespectful because he hired the OC. Well, not to be on the team, but to be OC. 248-539-9797, JP, you're on the ticket. What's going on, JP?
Hey, guys. So, studying architecture, I studied architecture. Now I'm studying construction management. Shout out Fanshawe here in London.
You're in London right now?
An architect is nice, but an architect is just a dreamer. Without a good general contractor or a good head coach, your dream's going to be nothing. So that's why I put it as Campbell at 60 and Holmes at 40.
Yeah, you got to implement, right? I mean, you're given the talent, you got to implement.
Because you can bring in all the players you want, but the coach has to develop the coaching staff. The coach has to develop the players.
JB
Barnes was a not much his first couple years because of the coaching staff. Where is he at now? The guy is going to be most likely starting out sham linebacker right now.
Right, but JP, using your analogy, but if you bring in cheap materials, you're building slums. Brad Holmes is bringing in some top-notch things, and you're going out there, and that's real marble from Italy.
That's right.
Like, that's the building materials.
We're not talking
are
about
there.
Formica here.
Right.
Never thought I would say Formica
wrong.
On a
you
radio
can bring
show.
In all the, you can bring in all the Trex deck that you want, but if you don't have Trex someone who knows how to work with it and knows how to use it properly, you're never going to get a good-looking deck. You can bring in all the materials you want, but if your guys can't take care of it, nothing's going to happen.
You know what I love,
you
JP?
Know what he's actually making your point for you.
I love it. No, listen, you know what I love, JP? First of all, you're great. But second of all, I love how we're going to different analogies to try to prove our point. Like, we both agree that both these candidates are amazing, Holmes and Campbell, but we want to win the debate. Nice and done, JP. I appreciate it. By the way, quick ticket text. I got to read this to you. Why am I driving around in my car yelling out, it's not a court of law, it's not a court of law, it's not a court of law?
Since that song aired, it's been stuck in my head ever since.
Fantastic song. We got time for one more here? All right, let's pick up. How about Bart hanging out in Sterling Heights? You're on the ticket. What's going on, Bart?
Hey, how you doing, Rigger? And I'm not in Sterling Heights anymore. I actually moved after my apologies to you, Rico, because I made a comment about the Green Bay Packers were going to beat the 49ers because I was scared of the 49ers. I actually moved to Choctaw Nation. So I live in Oklahoma now.
Oh, you live in, okay. All right. So Bart from Oklahoma, we're going to update that record.
So anyways, I say it is 51-49. Because you got Dan Campbell that had, Matt Patricia's players, right? Couldn't do nothing with it, right? Do you really think Matt Patricia could have done something with Brad Holmes' picks that he can do? I highly doubt it.
It's a great point.
But without Brad Holmes, you're not going to have Dan Campbell. Without Dan Campbell, you're not going to have Brad Holmes. So you can't just put any ordinary coach in there, but yet you can't put any ordinary GM in there. So those two work hand in hand, seeing it can't be a 50-50 thing because then it's not a debate.
Yeah, but Bart, I look at, you know, his first three drafts, he basically selected three all pros. Bang, 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 ink, right there. Ink succession.
Yes.
Hey, Bart, if you ask both Campbell and Holmes, and they would never do this, but if they were being 100% honest, you gave them truth serum, and you're like, hey, which one of you is more important to the Lions? They'd probably both just say themselves, right?
No, I honestly think that
they say the other guy.
Give credit to each other. Yeah. Yep, they'll give credit to each other.
Thank you, Bart. All right. Stop. Making some headway. 248-539-9797.
There's no wrong answer, but you're wrong.
All righty. 97 won the ticket. 518.
By the way, we talked a lot about Scott Harris, who's going to be on the morning show tomorrow. He's scheduled to be on there at 9:02 with Costa and Jansen, Gov, and everybody's going to be there. So he's scheduled to be there. But if you missed any part of our reaction to the trade deadline yesterday, use the Odyssey Rewind.
We talked a lot about the fact that it seems like Scott Harris is not going to spend in the offseason. So if that's the case, and we're wondering if that's the case, we don't know, but that's what it sounded like. Why didn't you trade Tarek Skubal? That was one of the things we talked about, because you don't want to waste Skubal. He's got 2 years of control, as I'm sure you know by now. By the way, quick question before we go back to the phones. On a level of 1 to 10, how excited are you that you don't have to do the should we trade Tarek Skubal topic again?
Oh, no, it's a 10. It ranks right up there with draft fatigue, where you're just happy the draft is happening. And there were long nights down at B-dubs for draft parties and all that. But, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
I was so happy
that we're drafting.
We don't have to talk about who the Lions should take and blah, blah, blah.
Or figure out a different way how to talk about the same damn topic.
So, yeah, you know what? We get a reprieve. It's football season, and that's why I said, you know what? Lions are doing great. Who's the architect of this? Dave, what were you about to say?
That's okay. Never mind.
Oh, all right. Oh. I wanted to hear that.
Because I was just going to say, it was a lot during draft season, and it's a good thing this time around because they draft later in the first round now, so you have to – you never know what the scenario would be in front of you, so that's why it's a little difficult, you know, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Would you agree? I love that cup, by the way. Would you agree the top three, I'm sick of talking about topics we've done recently, trading Tarek Skubal, NFL draft, and Connor Stallions and the whole Michigan deal?
No,
because I enjoyed that, actually.
Not done with that because Central Michigan still has a team. Let's get to the callers.
Tyler, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
So I would have to be, for this question, I want to be 100% Dan Campbell, but I'm like 70-30. I feel like you can be a good team with Dan Campbell no matter what. Like, he could took the Lions to playoffs with Brad Quinn's players. Where
Bob.
I find it interesting that Rico brings up Ben Johnson. If you go back to 2021, where Jared Goff finally started to take off, was when they fired Anthony Lynn and Dan Campbell took over the play calls.
That's right, Tyler. I brought that up. No, you're absolutely right.
So when Ben Johnson, if he ever leaves, I hope he doesn't. I don't think they're going to lose really any steps in the offense.
Hey, Tyler, that's going to be the big test, right? Eventually, Ben Johnson's going to take another job. You got to believe. I mean, he's not going to be wanted forever if he keeps turning down head coaching gigs.
And the fact that, like I said, Tyler Campbell just kick field goals, man.
No, I hear you. But the point I was going to make is once Ben Johnson leaves, whoever he hires to be the OC, that's another question on how good he is or maybe if Holmes is a little better. Like, if he makes a smooth transition, bye-bye Ben Johnson, hello whoever else is your new OC, pretty impressive.
But Rico, what you just said was the reason why Tyler, the start of his call was wrong. He said no one can ever get upset with Dan Campbell. I'm sorry, he was 1-5, 1-6, and fourth down decision.
I mean, think
people
about
get
it.
Upset with him on that all the time.
The only time you're upset with Brad Holmes is when you get to the Hendon Hooker. And at that point, it's
third
like,
round type thing, too.
Or Giovanni Manu. No. I enjoy saying his name.
But other than that, it's...
You're right. There's really nothing you're getting upset with Brad Holmes about.
By the way, did you guys see Matthew Betts, the dude, defensive lineman from Canada they picked up? Apparently not playing all that well. That's kind of a shocker, right?
But I mean, when you built this team, you could afford to take some risk and go out there and get it done.
And in terms of draft picks, I mean, what's the hit rate for most successful GMs? It's not exactly stellar. It's not like 80%.
Right.
So if he makes a couple of mistakes or if he has a couple of Hendon Hooker picks, I'm not going to crucify
him. So therefore, it's all about Brad Holmes.
Always goes back to black and white. Can't we just have a race-free discussion?
Because he's not blackish.
What are you talking about?
Brad Holmes.
There's that great TV show, Blackish.
Right, but we're still laughing at you saying, well, I'm Jew-ish.
You asked me, I told you I'm not religious, but I do believe in karma, right? Oh, and no. You're like, hold on, I thought you were Jewish. And I said, no, I'm more like Jew-ish. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Scott. You're on the ticket. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fantastic. Scott. How are you?
Save us from ourselves.
Easy to make these guys laugh.
All right. Well, I guess, first of all, Scott Harris was very underwhelming over the weekend, or over the trade deadline. But going back Agreed. To the Lions, I felt it was a moving target. So the first 3 years, I'd have gave it 65-35 to Holmes. But I believe the next 3 years, it's going to be 75-25 Campbell to get us to where we want to go.
So you're thinking it's going to flip?
Because the players are already here, is what you're saying. You already got your foundation. You already got your base.
Got
so now
base,
it's on Campbell.
Got us going. And Campbell's the right man to get us to where we want to be in the playoffs. And without Campbell, no matter how many good players we have, we're not getting the Super Bowl.
But who got that foundation there? Who is responsible for that foundation?
Listen, let it go. We are not ripping on people, the candidates.
That's Kenny Cott over there.
No, but Scott made the point. He said at the start it was Holmes, and now it's on Dan Campbell.
Nope, but it doesn't. Bringing talent here doesn't stop because all of a sudden you start winning.
He
got to keep doing it.
He has locked up the talent and the fact that he's got them to buy in. The fact there's enough money. We don't need to squabble. You're all going to get paid. Kenny Cott for the win.
Scott, I think you make a great point.
Yeah, we have to, go to the next step. And Brad Holmes can keep bringing in talent after talent. But without Holmes, we're not getting to the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Scott. 248-539-9797. Keep going?
Yeah, the people want to talk.
I think it's split. I think you guys obviously are doing Holmes. I think it's split. Yeah.
Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
It is
Maybe
not
later
split.
On, hit a dispensary on the way home.
It is not split.
I think there's been a lot of Campbell
Rigger,
love.
You had one person who actually backed you up.
There's been many Campbell supporters. How dare
and
you?
And in the end, you they were like, yeah, you know what?
I understand it's your show, but you don't always have to be right, Rico. Okay?
I am.
It was a great question.
Rigger.
Isn't that enough for you, no. even though you're wrong? Aaron, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Aaron?
Apologies to Rico. I think he's totally wrong on this.
Of course he is. Preach, Aaron.
Campbell.
Go on.
give me a second. And I take the analogy or the parallel, too. So in the corporate world, when you bring in somebody as a CEO or as a vice president, they a lot of times fail because it's more than just one person to make change. In football, same thing. It's like you're not going to make change unless somebody changes the culture. And that's what Campbell has done. Campbell has changed the culture of the last 60 years. And we have not drafted differently, I think. We've actually tapped into the promise of those people that we draft.
No, well, Aaron, you know what? You had me. What you hang up on him for? Now he's going to think it was me. I don't care. Rigger hung up on you, Aaron. The problem is what he was saying, it was legitimate because this is not this is a win-win kind of conversation. But to say that the Lions drafting has always been stellar, no, it hasn't.
Yeah, not at all.
I bring you Eric Ebron. There's Aaron Donald. Nah, let's take the tight end who drops passes in college. Because you know what he's going to do in the pros? Drop more passes.
What about a little Terry Fair Randy Moss? That's
my
favorite.
Yeah, we don't want this Randy Moss. Yeah. He could be a potential
character
Hall of Fame
issue,
player,
yes.
But he's got character. He smokes some weed.
Jeff Okuda over
Tua. Oh, yeah. Forgot
we don't need a quarterback. We'll just go ahead and take Okuda. Yeah, so you can't sit
Justin
here and
Herbert
tell me
too, by the way.
That, our drafting, your drafting's been horrible. Okay? But now, when the only thing I can criticize for Brad Holmes are your third and fourth round selections, that's a luxury.
I was asking myself when we started to do this topic, like, could this just turn out like we're just like, listen, I love your guy, you love my guy, we love each other, this is such a great spot to be in. But no, we're trying to trash the other candidates, which I respect. We're trying to be right, which I have no issue with.
Ben Johnson online too.
Just disrespectful. The disrespect you spew towards Dan Campbell is disgusting. Mm-hmm. 97 won the ticket.
Rieger out there doing his second show of the day. So let me help you guys out. While
third show. What third are you talking about? We had one before.
So we talked about a lot today. We talked about Scott Harris and how we felt about the reaction to the trade deadline. If you missed that, Odyssey Rewind. Also, we asked the question, who has helped out the Lions more in changing that entire image? Was it Brad Holmes? Was it Dan Campbell? Use that rewind button. And I think more people agree with me. It was Brad Holmes. It's not something that, you know, it's a right or wrong answer. It was supposed to be thought-provoking. The listener stepped
well
up.
Well done.
You didn't, but the listener stepped up.
What do you mean I didn't?
They made your argument better than you.
I made 17 points. How dare you? It's unbelievable. This
and
guy.
Then, and you know what? And as soon as, I say Ben Johnson, that's not fair. That's just not fair.
Well, he hired Ben Johnson. He put Ben Johnson in the position that he's in. Mm-hmm. And come on, he got rid of Anthony Lynn. He made sure Ben Johnson was calling plays. Not all head coaches would do that. Remember, he took over play calling for a little bit. So, anyway, Rico, we also talked about Rico's philosophy. If he finds money, you ain't getting it back.
No, that's not what I said. I said, I'm not a sucker like you. I'm not going to go out, get a bullhorn. Hey, did anybody lose $32?
I felt bad.
It was a 10. It was three tens, two singles.
Listen,
anything.
All hey, I know is.
I'm just going to say, hey, did anybody lose any money? Yeah, how much?
You guys really push the envelope around here, don't you? You guys really do. Oh, my goodness. Wow, everything. Can we get through one show tomorrow? There's no black-white talk. Okay. As you can tell in that tone, can you play that again, David? My voice cracks way too much. However, you could say I'm asking. I'm not telling. I'm not declaring I'm a racist. Wait, crap.
You sure?
Yeah, we're going to update that real quick. Thank you for that.
He just doesn't learn.
Yeah. So anyway, tomorrow on the show, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. We'll figure that out. But Scott Harris is going to be on the morning show tomorrow at 9:02.
Something tells me.
So make sure to tune in for that.
Something he'll say something. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
You know what it is to talk to Scott Harris? And listen, I give him credit because I went into the press conference yesterday all fired up because I wanted answers. And I left the press conference pretty much with my tail between my legs. And I'm like, he's really good at not giving you the answer you want. Like there's some
so he's
GMs.
Wojo.
Yeah, well, exactly. Oh, whoa.
He's Wojo.
You're right. Actually,
Wojo never gives you an answer.
They both went to Big Ten schools.
The second you get Wojo on the ropes, he just goes into a comedian.
Yes. Oh, look at you. You know you're Wojo.
I do.
Yes.
That's when you know you walk out. I got him. He's got to go the clown route.
Jim and John are going to ask the good questions tomorrow. I don't know if Scott's going to give them what they looking for. You know? Like, I don't think Scott's going to give any kind of indication.
I think he's going to deflect. I think he'll give us what he wants, but the timeline, I will be shocked if he gives any type of timeline. I'll be shocked if he starts to talk about the offseason. I don't even know why he's bothering to do it, but we're glad he's doing it.
Oh, it's fantastic that he's doing it. Yeah, I hope tomorrow he goes on and says, listen, I thought about my press conference the other day, and I want to just make sure everybody knows that next year, we're going to try to win the division. Let's go. That's it. What are you laughing about?
Nah, Scott Harris just coming out of him and Cookies, just imagining how that conversation is going to go. He's going to be professional, but it's smarm versus smarm.
Oh, who's smarmier?
Right. That's what I'm saying. He'll be professional, but Cookies is probably going to try to take the high road.
But I think Scott's going to take the high road, too. I mean, I think Scott's...
He's going to pat him on the head. Nice try there, young fella.
I think Scott's pretty happy with what he's so-called built so far, even though the fans might disagree. Speaking of disagreeing, Wojo's in the house. Whoa, what was that? So then we have two cuts saying that.
Wojo. Oh, there's no question about it anymore.
Wojo, did you know this about your usual radio partner?
What?
Rieger.
It went from wondering if I'm a racist to apparently I am a racist. Oh, I gotta stop.
There was no wondering. I don't know what you're talking about. There's never been a wondering.
What was the initial cut? Can you play the initial cut? What's the initial cut?
Huh.
So next year in the Stoney and Wojo Invitational,
no, that's not gonna make it.
It's gonna be
no
versus.
Oh my! You know, I kind of always suspected about both of them. Well, I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, Kenny.
Yeah,
come
Kenny.
On.
The, so, so look so, at the beard.
So what's that
giveaway?
What's that region going to be called?
Racist white dudes,
okay,
I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, hello.
There you go.
Now, Rieger.
So who do you think we're going to vote for in the election, Wojo? Oh, I'm kidding.
Why don't you discuss that tomorrow?
He really wants to do it.
Yeah, he does.
Rieger, he really wants.
Oh, that could be. Wait, did that make the contest or no?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Rieger.
Wojo.
I love how Rieger builds a straw man and then when it doesn't come through, destroys it as if it was going to happen.
What are you talking about?
How could he not trade Scooble? And then, because you thought he could or should or would, even though there was no evidence he would, and because he didn't, you use that as the foundation of your argument to prove that they're not going to try to win ever.
Apparently. No. They're going to try to win, I'm sure. But you were at the press conference yesterday, and we played the audio. He had a bunch of times to say, hey, listen, we're going to go out and spend. Hey, listen, we don't want to waste Terry Scooble. He didn't.
You...
Please, Scott, we're talking. Please.
Stoney used to make the same mistake and you do too. You think you're going to get real...
You think it's a Jewish thing?
You think you're going to get real, honest gems from these press conferences. Why would you think, yeah, here's my plan in the office. What's your name? Jeff. Yeah, here's my plan. We're probably going to do about $100 million in free agency.
Fantastic. The Royals did. It worked out well for them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whatever.
Yes.
What do you got coming up?
I'm just going to blast you.
You're on with Mark Ryan. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Mark Ryan. We are going to talk about the Tigers.
Where is Mark?
He's right out there.
Why is he not here?
He's doing whoever does a show with me has to do a pregame show out in the bullpen. Always.
I don't think he's raced against Mark.
No, who?
Mark comes from SEC country, so he likes Mark.
Oh, so he's just like Kenny.
He's just like Kenny.
Oh, so Mark. Wow.
Unbelievable.
My question is, what does Kenny have against black jobs?
He hates him.
Oh, by the way, Woj, yesterday. We were talking about.
You know, if David and I are gone, it's Mike and the Cone.
Oh.
Oh, so he has a vested interest to get rid of you.
Mike and the Cone from 2 to 6.
You say Mike and the Cone?
Yeah.
Wait.
Like
you never knew the story? That's Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Oh!
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Absolutely not.
Wow. I thought you were talking about the hat.
Absolutely not.
The hat.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
What color is that cone?
97.1. Rieger out there doing his second show of the day. So let me help you guys out.
What are you talking about? We had one before.
So we talked about a lot today. We talked about Scott Harris and how we felt about the reaction to the trade deadline. If you missed that, Odyssey Rewind. Also, we asked the question, who has helped out the Lions more in changing that entire image? Was it Brad Holmes? Was it Dan Campbell? Use that rewind button. And I think more people agree with me. It was Brad Holmes. It's not something that, you know, it's a right or wrong answer. It was supposed to be thought-provoking. The listener stepped
well
up.
Well done.
You didn't, but the listener stepped up.
What do you mean I
up.
Didn't?
Why, they why made you your so argument mean? Better
no,
than you.
I made 17 points. How dare you? It's unbelievable. This
and
guy. Then,
and you know what? And as, soon as, and as soon as I say Ben Johnson, that's not fair. That's just not fair.
Well, he hired Ben Johnson. He put Ben Johnson in the position that he's in. Mm-hmm. And come on. He got rid of Anthony Lynn. He made sure Ben Johnson was calling plays. Not all head coaches would do that. Remember, he took over play calling for a little bit. So, anyway, Rico, we also talked about Rico's philosophy. If he finds money, you ain't getting it back.
No, that's not what I said. I said, I'm not a sucker like you. I'm not going to go out, get a bullhorn. Hey, did anybody lose $32?
I felt bad.
It was three tens, two singles.
Listen,
anything.
All hey, I know is.
I'm just going to say, hey, did anybody lose any money? Yeah, how much?
You guys really push the envelope around here, don't you? You guys really do. Oh, my goodness. Wow, everything. Can we get through one show tomorrow? There's no black-white talk. Okay. As you can tell in that tone, can you play that again, David? My voice cracks way too much. However, you could say I'm asking. I'm not telling. I'm not declaring I'm a racist. Wait, crap.
You sure?
Yeah, we're going to update that real quick. Thank you for that.
He just doesn't learn.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, tomorrow on the show, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. We'll figure that out. But Scott Harris is going to be on the morning show tomorrow at 9:02.
Something tells me.
So make sure to tune in for that.
Something he'll say something. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
You know what it is to talk to Scott Harris? And listen, I give him credit because I went into the press conference yesterday all fired up because I wanted answers. And I left the press conference pretty much with my tail between my legs. And I'm like, he's really good at not giving you the answer you want. Like there's some GMs. Wojo. Yeah, well, exactly. Oh, well,
he's Wojo.
You're right. Actually,
Wojo never gives you an answer.
They both went to Big Ten schools.
The second you get Wojo on the ropes, he just goes into a comedian.
Yes. Oh, look at you. You know you're Wojo.
I do. Yes. That's when you know you walk out. I got him. He's got to go the clown route.
Jim and John are going to ask the good questions tomorrow. I don't know if Scott's going to give them what they looking for. You know? Like, I don't think Scott's going to give any kind of indication.
I think he's going to deflect. I think he'll give us what he wants, but the timeline, I will be shocked if he gives any type of timeline. I'll be shocked if he starts to talk about the offseason. I don't even know why he's bothering to do it, but we're glad he's doing it.
Oh, it's fantastic that he's doing it. Yeah, I hope tomorrow he goes on and says, listen, I thought about my press conference the other day, and I want to just make sure everybody knows that next year, we're going to try to win the division. Let's go. That's it. What are you laughing about?
Nah, Scott Harris just coming on him and Cookies, just imagining how that conversation is going to go. He's going to be professional, but it's smarm versus smarm.
Oh, who's smarmier?
Right. That's what I'm saying. He'll be professional, but Cookies is probably going to try to take the high road.
Well, I think Scott's going to take the high road, too. I mean, I think Scott's...
He's going to pat him on the head. Nice try there, young fella.
I think Scott's pretty happy with what he's so-called built so far, even though the fans might disagree. Speaking of disagreeing, Wojo's in the house. Whoa, what was that? So then we have two cuts saying that.
Wojo. Oh, there's no question about it anymore.
Wojo, did you know this about your usual radio partner?
What? Rieger.
It went from wondering if I'm a racist to apparently I am a racist.
No wondering. I don't know what you're talking about. There's never been a wondering.
What was the initial cut? Can you play the initial cut? What's the initial cut?
Huh.
So next year in the Stoney and Wojo Invitational.
No, that's not going to make it.
It's going to be
versus.
Oh, my. You know, I kind of always suspected about both of them. Well, I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny. Look at the beard.
So what's that
giveaway?
What's that region going to be called?
Racist white dudes, I guess.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, hello.
There you go.
Rieger.
So who do you think we're going to vote for in the election, Wojo? I'm kidding.
Why don't you discuss that tomorrow?
He really wants to do it.
Yeah, he does.
He really wants to.
Oh, that could be. Wait, did that make the contest or no?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Rieger.
Wojo.
I love how Rieger builds a straw man and then when it doesn't come through, destroys it as if it was going to happen.
What are you talking about?
How could he not trade Scooble? And then because you thought he could or should or would, even though there was no evidence he would, and because he didn't, you use that as the foundation of your argument to prove that they're not going to try to win ever.
Apparently. No. They're going to try to win, I'm sure. But you were at the press conference yesterday, and we played the audio. He had a bunch of times to say, hey, listen, we're going to go out and spend. Hey, listen, we don't want to waste Terry Scoobal. He didn't.
You...
Please, Scott, we're talking. Please.
Stoney used to make the same mistake, and you do too. You think you're going to get real...
You think it's a Jewish thing?
You think you're going to get real, honest gems from these press conferences. Why would you think, yeah, here's my plan in the office. What's your name? Jeff. Yeah, here's my plan. We're probably going to do about $100 million in free agency.
Fantastic. The Royals did. It worked out well for them.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whatever.
Yes.
What do you got coming up?
I'm just going to blast you.
You're on with Mark Ryan. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Mark Ryan. We are going to talk about the Tigers.
Where is Mark?
He's right out there.
Why is he not here?
He's doing whoever does a show with me has to do a pregame show out in the bullpen.
Always. I don't think he's raced against Mark.
No,
Mark comes from SEC country, so he likes Mark.
Oh, so he's just like Kenny.
He's just like Kenny.
Oh, so Mark. Wow.
Unbelievable.
My question is, what does Kenny have against black jobs?
He hates him.
Oh, by the way, Woj, yesterday. We were talking about
if David and I are gone, it's Mike and the Cone.
Oh.
Oh, so he has a vested interest to get rid of you.
Mike and the Cone from 2 to 6.
You say Mike and the Cone?
Yeah.
Wait.
You never knew the story? That's Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Oh!
Oh, I thought you were talking about
it. No, 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 no.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Wow. I thought you were talking about the hat.
Absolutely not.
The hat.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
What color is that cone?
97.1.